man, don't even get me going on insurance. It's like, you know, when you're a kid, it's expensive because you're a kid. And then you get a little bit older and, well, you're not married or you don't have credit. You know, it's like, you know, then you get married, it's like, and you're a homeowner. And, but we don't like the neighborhood. You know, you're just going to your first home. Then you get kids. And, well, now you got kids. So every step of your life, it's always like, oh, it'll get cheaper when this phase. But it never does because they find another reason. You know, now I've got a perfect driving record. I'm older. I'm in a relatively decent zip code. I've got, no kids, no other cars or anything like that. And the price still isn't coming down. I'm like, what now? What milestone haven't I made? You know, what could you possibly, you know, and it's just, it drives me up the wall. It's like, I just feel they say whatever, you know, it's just across the fortune. This is why I hear people all the time, oh yeah, I'm only paying like $600 a year or something like that. I've never, you know, so right now I think I'm paying, what the hell am I paying? I've only got one car and a trailer, and they're giving me I've got my homeowners and my car, so I'm getting a discount for that. Plus, they let me put my work car on the policy. It doesn't cost me anything, but it gives me a multi-car discount because they say, well, he's driving that for work, so my car becomes recreational. And I'm still paying like $200 a month, you know, for one car, full coverage. You know, it's like, that seems expensive to me. I don't know. But whatever, it is what it is.